We zijn nog steeds in Derby, in het museum, in de Art Gallery. We hebben al gepraat met Matt. Matt heeft ons heel veel verteld over de tijdelijke tentoonstelling, maar het museum is veel meer. A lot of beautiful paintings.
Yeah. Yeah, this is our main attraction, really. This is our permanent gallery. And it documents Joseph Wright's story, really, from portrait painter through his more scientific works, Italian classical-based, and right through to the landscapes in his later years. A real diverse range, but with our main attraction, the orrery, the philosopher giving a lecture on the orrery, which is a kind of planetarium.
Yeah, it's a beautiful museum, and you told me earlier, it's for children, for elder people. You have a military gallery, as Adjugli, portraits. So
yes, plenty to see. Yeah, something for everybody. It's a real friendly, family accessible museum. We get a lot of comments for that. We try and cater for everyone.
We lopen we even verder, de schilderijen te bekijken. Ook hier. Een aantal schilderijen van Joseph Wright. Ook hier zie je nog de invloed van het licht. Licht en donker. Heel veel schilderijen die hier zijn opgehangen.
His early self-portraits en Van Dyck costumes. So, showing him off as a fashionable and quite a good painter as well to try and sell his wares. Yeah.
He returned to Derby, I saw, in 1753.
Yes, he returned to Derby. That's after he went to study in London under the portraiturist Thomas Hudson.
Yeah. It's similar to Anthony van Dyck. So yes, it's 100 years later.
Right? Yeah, using that costume, though, is very fashionable to do that in what they call fancy dress, because it was of a previous era. Yeah.
Nou, in ieder geval, hij is dan teruggekomen nadat hij ook gestudeerd heeft in Engeland, Italië en andere plaatsen. En hij gaat zich dan meer toeleggen op portretten. Ook hier weer alle informatie op de site www.visitderby.co.uk.